1913, spring. Got there April Fool's Day.
You're there about here.
I was there. I was there till the middle of July in 1914. They closed up all the works there in my lumber business, and we started back for Illinois. We had a job to come to here where we'd been before, and so I stopped off in South Dakota with my brother-in-law in July and worked there until, well, getting near Christmas, middle of December, I'd say. Get him helped get his farm cleaned up. He had late grain and we had early snow. So then I get back to Illinois just before Christmas, a few days.
And your father was from what part of the country?
Well, he was born and raised in Massachusetts.
And your mother was?
Mother was born in Illinois, and I think she, no, wait a minute. Yeah, I think she was born in Illinois, and she moved by wagon to Iowa, I think, for a while, and then came back to Illinois.
And your father's father was from Massachusetts also?
Yes, I don't know much about that background that far back, because they were dead, the grandparents, before I was born.
They were probably both from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I imagine so, yes.
And your mother's parents were probably...
Now, listen, the generation before my grandparents came over from England, I guess it was, in the Mayflower.
Hmm. First trip?
Yeah. First and last for them, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And that was my father's mother's people.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Clark. We have a genealogy on that, but did have. It's in the family somewhere. I don't know who has it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the country's full of whites.
Mm-hmm.
A lady told us here a few years ago that we visited. I think she was in Oklahoma at that time, and she said that she checked with the immigration people. Never was one family of whites ever come into this country from abroad.
Hmm. They all changed their name over here?
Yeah.
I mean, the others?
Well, we all sprung from
that
family.
Oh, they all went from one, I see.
All sprang from that family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're so distant now from one another, you couldn't claim any relationship.
It's like saying you're all from Adam and Eve.
Yes.
About the same religion.
Yeah, his second marriage, too.
Uh-huh.
Better now.
Well, you're down. Well, I certainly do appreciate the time you spent with me.
I've enjoyed it. I'll be honest with you, I have enjoyed it.
People really do.
Listen, now what is the outcome of this? What's the benefit that's going to come from this?
I'm trying to establish the